in an offense committed in one manvantara doesn't go after, you know, three manvantaras of austerity and also regret. So that's a little scary. Quite scary. Also Jiva Goswami had read in Bhurijan Prabhu's book, who says that his that faithlessness is also, you know, sometimes years of practice and still faith doesn't arise, is also one amongst the five results of offenses. So sometimes after listening to all these offenses, you feel, you know, better to keep away from devotees. Na rahega bans, na bajegi bansuri. So that is one thing. Of course, I asked this question many years ago and then to Maharaj, and he answered him. But I would like to hear. I've forgotten that. So I want to hear. And secondly, you said that if the best is not performing any tapasya, but actually begging forgiveness from that specific devotee. Many a times we may not be aware whom we have offended, you know, and therefore we may not have taste. So Krishna was there to tell the Pandavas why the bell is not ringing. So the bell of devotional service in our heart, mama mana mandire, it may not be ringing. Whom to ask? How do I know why the bell is not ringing?
Throughout his humility, is asking. I just try to speak whatever I heard from him and others. I feel that usually when a person is sincere, actually Krishna actually tells from within that, oh, because you acted disrespectfully to this person. So immediately when a person is sincere, he feels little guilt. Oh, that is actually given by the super soul. Krishna actually inspires from within, oh, because you did not act properly towards this particular person. So although Krishna may not be personally present, but Krishna actually will tell from within. In fact, reading one particular verse from the Shukadeva Goswami's prayers. So there Shukadeva Goswami is praying, Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yadikshanam, yat vandanam, yat shavanam, yadarghanam. He says that he is glorifying the process of devotional service. So in the previous verses, Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying that how Krishna is very powerful. He is the source of all the three Vishnus. And then in the next two verses, he says that how Krishna is the protector of his devotees, and he is the actually friend of the Yadu dynasty. And then one may say, okay, Krishna is the protector of the devotees, and Krishna is actually liberates the demons. But then, so then, one will have advantage only in the presence of Krishna. Only those devotees who are present when Krishna was personally present, so Krishna was protecting them. So what about the future devotees who will come later? So that is why Krishna Goswami is speaking this particular verse, Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yadikshanam. So if a person simply hears, chants and remembers the Supreme Lord, then all one's contaminations will be immediately vanquished. So Prabhupada writes a point, this verse says that even the personal association of Krishna is not necessary. If a person is simply engaging in the process of devotional service, so Krishna will cleanse. So similarly, although for Pandavas, Krishna was personally present, so when a person is sincere, then Krishna will actually inspire from within, or Krishna will tell through some devotee about what we have committed, the wrong act we have committed.
Hare Krishna.
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ, గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ.